Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Climate change is the most contentious topic for our generation, and it impacts every aspect of our lives, from the transport we use, the energy we generate, the food we eat, to the clothes we wear. For this week's episode of Ours to Protect, I travelled to Dublin to meet the main person tasked to lead Ireland's strategy for change as Minister for the Environment and Transport, as well as being the leader of the Green Party. I sat down with Minister Eamon Ryan at the Department of Transport to speak about everything from agriculture to climate anxiety, as well as his own hopes for Ireland's future. I began by asking how he became involved in climate action.
In school, we did an O-level in ecology, specialising in parkland ecology. And it was the first time we thought it was a joke, because it was action learning, team learning in nature. So the first class, we were brought out into down the downs, and we were asked to collect pictures and sound recordings and collect fauna, flora rather, obviously. And we thought this was like a day off. But as the year went on, it became really interesting and really exciting, and learning was easier because you were learning for its own sake. I mean, for various levels, then I went off to college, you know, did the usual working thing, but I came back to that, and the kind of environmental thinking, I think, in that intervening 45 years, God help us, has kind of, the tide of thinking has come in and come out. So I actually then, in the late 80s, joined the Green Party. And I suppose from there, it was just one thing led to another.
A massive focus on the series has been food security. And I met farmers who are doing amazing things when it comes to being more sustainable. But I'm wondering, the Green Party is often pitted against farmers. How do you think this rhetoric began?
Ugh, I don't know, because I don't think it's true. And we have to, if that's the feeling or the sense, then we have to change it. Because farming is going to be the most important community in restoring nature. I mean, it starts with protecting our water system, water quality, and retaining our hedgerows and doing things, you know, kind of that are not, you know, the first principles that we need to agree on. If you switch instead towards a system where you have a multi-seed sward, where you've got very deep-rooted clovers and other grasses and legumes, it also, I think it was supposed, they were citing a 60-70% reduction in fertilizer use. That's a 60-70% reduction in emissions from fertilizers as well. So I think I'd start with that.
A lot of people would say that Ireland making massive changes is futile. What would you say to those people who perhaps think that Ireland's so small that it can't really make a significant difference in climate?
We're small, but we're important. Like, what we do is important to ourselves. It's important as an example. It's important because for our own energy security and environmental security. Like, the solutions to climate change won't just reduce emissions, they'd also help us and protect us in a world that is changing, where, you know, more adverse, dramatic, difficult weather conditions are going to happen. Well, the solutions to climate change will help us cope with those. We have to be careful here. People say, well, why should we do something when America isn't something or China isn't doing something? The truth is, China is. It's actually way ahead of us. Like, we risk falling behind. We're buying all our solar panels from China. We're buying all our batteries from China. We will soon be buying all our cars from China if in Europe we don't switch. And similar in the States. The States is really divided on climate, and it's not good. But actually, if you look at what the industry in the States is doing, if you look at what's actually happening, they've introduced an Inflation Reduction Act this year, and it gives supports and incentives for companies to make the switch to the clean transition. It's taking off like a rocket. They're investing $1.2 trillion in that switch. So for Ireland, as part of a European system, Ireland, which imports most of its energy currently, which imports most of its food, which is at risk, if we don't make the change, that puts us at risk.
As working in the media, I'm often reading up anything I can on the climate and climate change, and we're saying that often it feels kind of like doomsday when you read certain news stories. And I saw a report that said 60% of young people feel anxious about climate change. What would you say to them?
I can understand why they do, and it is scary. Like, I mean, Yesterday, I was just thinking about yesterday, like there was a story yesterday about the emperor penguins in Antarctica now being at risk because the ice sheet is not forming the same way that it did previously. Or yesterday there was a story about Loch Ness turning into a green algae swamp rather than a beautiful lake because of the excess nutrients and the pollution that we're causing. And there's reason to be, every reason to be fearful. So we do have to minimise those risks, and the way we do it is through climate action and through reducing our emissions. The antidote to the anxiety, the way of addressing some of the concerns, is by taking action. I think it is possible for us to stop, reverse, and undo the damage. I think absolutely, when you, for every one of those negative stories, look at example how quickly nature can restore itself. We have cranes and ospreys coming back, nesting and raising chicks in our island for the first time in 200 years. We've seen the numbers of the corkrake this summer come back in a way that people didn't expect would be possible. Nature restores itself quickly when you give it a chance. But also, going back to what I was saying at the very start about those new technologies like so wind power, solar power and so on, if you look at what's happening in the world, solar power is absolutely exploding the amount of power, and it's happening in Ireland too. Even cloudy Ireland, we're seeing a solar revolution take place. So it's not impossible. People should not give up hope, in my mind.
My final question for you, Minister, is: are you optimistic for the future?
I'm old enough now. I've just turned 60 this summer, and it's interesting. I think they're looking my lifetime so far. A lot of things we've lost, but a lot of things we've gained. I think Ireland in many ways is so much better place, I think, for a variety of different reasons. I'm thinking for 34, I'll be here 30 years, I hope, but look at my children when they're my age. You can't be certain, you can't be, but I'm absolutely convinced if we follow this path towards living in an ecological way, I could mention, go back to my, where there's a real understanding of interconnection, how we are interconnected to nature and also interconnected to each other. Like my security is enhanced when my neighbour's security is, and you can bring that down to the street level, or you can look at it countries, or you can look at even in continents. Like Europe's security will be best served and delivered when Africa is prosperous and secure in its development. And if we take the action we need to do to address climate action, it will provide that security, not just for us, but for our neighbours. And in doing that, I absolutely believe it's possible for us to have a more sustainable, secure, interconnected society, which is basically that sense of community, that sense of maybe things people have a certain nostalgia for. You know, the sense that I grew up in a country where pretty much you could run into any house on the street, where you had, you know, that strong sense of bond. We still do have it. I think if we apply that, I absolutely see a positive future for our country.
If you're interested in Ireland's plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 51% by the year 2030, the Climate Action Plan is available to download at gov.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.